taken steps to make that draught efficacious, and that he quite relied upon your being unconscious. Of course, I understood that he would repeat the attempt whenever it could be done with safety. Your leaving the room gave him the chance he wanted. I kept Miss Harrison in it all day, so that he might not anticipate us. Then, having given him the idea that the coast was clear, I kept guard as I have described. I already knew that the papers were probably in the room, but I had no desire to rip up all the planking and skirting in search of them. I let him take them, therefore, from the hiding place, and so saved myself an infinity of trouble. Is there any other point which I can make clear?
Why did he try the window on the first occasion, I asked, when he might have entered by the door?
In reaching the door, he would have to pass 7 bedrooms. On the other hand, he could get out onto the lawn with ease. Anything else?
You do not think, asked Phelps, that he had any murderous intention? The knife was only meant as a tool.
It may be so,
answered Holmes, shrugging his shoulders.
I can only say for certain that Mr. Joseph Harrison is a gentleman to whose mercy I should be extremely unwilling to trust.